Good evening. This is Zibuse Elgunene on Impact 103. This is God in the Picture. And a couple of weeks ago, we started a series on fatherhood along with Heartlines. And we have our guest, Daddy Desmond, who has joined us and who joined us from the first episode. This is Desmond Chauke. And from this week onwards, we'll be resuming our series, and for this week, our topic on that conversation is the need for positive and present fathers. Now, we know all the stats, we've heard all the stats, we've heard everything that has been said about fatherhood. Some of you may have grown up with an absent father, or if the father was present and in the home, he may not have been the present and positive fatherhood role model that you would have loved to have in your life. And so you're struggling and you find yourself in a position where you constantly now need to find other sources where you can kind of find a benchmark for a father. And this is where Desmond and I will be tackling that topic and just giving insights around that. Good evening, Daddy Desmond. How are you?
I am well. And how are you doing, sir?
I'm well. Thank you. And welcome. And thank you for making the time. So let's get onto the topic, the need for positive and present fathers. Why do we need a present and positive father?
We need a positive and present father. Firstly, when we define the word positive, we are talking about someone that is able to play a encouraging role, a motivational role, a role that says, I'm not just there because I'm there to occupy a seat that says I'm a father, but I am there because I want to be a source of a guiding light, someone that is there to positively influence you. And when we're talking about positively present, a lot of times when we're talking about presence, people think a father just being there in the same house means they are present.
Yeah, and so your physical present is not necessarily present.
It's not there. Because you can be there in a seat that you occupy, that favorite couch that, you know, fathers occupy.
Yeah.
But not your presence not being felt, because you are not emotionally there. You are just physically there. And the biggest takeaway when we're talking about the need for positively present fathers is that a positively present father is one who allows themselves to engage and be engaged.
Okay, let's pause a little bit there and just drill down into that point. What does it mean to engage and be engaged?
Firstly, when you arrive endlini ekhaya at the household and you find everyone in their own space, do you say, hello, ninjani, how was your day? How did you find the day? Allow yourself also to be vulnerable. Mawufika ekhaya, uyabakhumbula abantwana, do you say to them, I missed you? Do you say, I love you? Do you express the parts that you were not involved with them in the day? Do they know how you feel about them on a daily basis?
You know, I'm thinking, sorry to interject as well. I know we are drilling down on the engagement. And now we are drilling down into the drilling down. The issue of saying I love you. I know that most men struggle with saying I love you, especially when it's not in the context of an intimate relationship. And even then, it's sometimes they tend to be forced into saying, but why don't you ever say I love you? Now, when it comes to children, some would rather just show rather than say. Why is it important for a father to say I love you?
It's important to say, because remember, as much as we say show, but expression is important, because number one, you are teaching that you do not hold things inside as a father.
Oh.
So being expressive is actually teaching a life skill that a child grows up with. A life skill that says a child is emotionally vulnerable. They need for expression.
Mm.
We don't really express ourselves much as men.
Mm.
And that is just a crisis on its own.
Mm.
Now imagine in a household where a father is not able to express themselves. What about the children that grow up in this household? I'll give an example of myself. I am one who has a demeanor that says everything is okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, even the smile.
Even the smile. So when my brother recently had a situation which required him to be emotionally vulnerable with me, he couldn't. He chose to speak to another family member, my sister, because my sister allows that space where emotions can flow.
Mm.
And that said to me, he had something that pained him, but he couldn't express it to me that I am struggling.
Mm.
Now, it showed me that this, as a father, when you do not express yourself fully, emotions, whether you're going through the good or the bad, obviously you want to put up a picture that says, I've got this all under control. But children want to express themselves.
Yes.
What happens to a child that is being bullied at school and they realize that their father is not the person to talk to? Where do they go and express themselves? Even the mother in the house, whenever they have a demeanor that says, everything is okay, even when everything is not okay. Now, being expressive doesn't mean that you need to tell them everything.
True.
Within the boundaries of things that they can handle, so that they know that this is a safe space. In fact, we're talking about creating a psychologically safe space for children to be able to express themselves so that they don't hold things inside. And that is modeled by a father who is able to say, as much as I'm positively present in this house, but I'm also emotionally positively present, meaning I'll express all that has to do with emotions that carry positivity. When you say, not today, I'm not feeling good to be in a space, give me a moment to sit down and really be in my emotions. You're not dismissing them.
Yes.
You're showing that sometimes I'm not okay in that moment. And we do that mostly in the car. Figure in your car and you husa.
Yes.
Yes. But that is you centering yourself in your own space. Do your children know that they also have to center themselves whenever they find themselves in a situation that is overwhelming if you do not express it?
I think this is very important that we do that. And I think what I'm getting now is that, firstly, to be a positively present father, it means that you need to be engaging. And in being engaging, you need to be emotionally expressive, that you are able to say things like, I love you, I am not okay, I do not feel okay. Which then translates into children learning that from you as a father.
Yes. So you are being intentional.
That's a key word.
Yes, you are being intentional about being expressive in a positive way, so that in the house we have moments where we speak honestly about how we feel. How many times do we have situations where a kid does something that shocks everyone? Oh, this child was so well behaved, so well mannered. What happened for them to then suddenly snap? No outlet.
But they were never okay in the first place. They just learned to hide, because daddy also hides things very well.
So it starts with the father, who then says, I am setting the premise for what needs to then flow in the house. If it means we freely express ourselves, let's freely express ourselves without feeling the need to hide anything.
Yes.
Yes.
So, wow.
Yeah.
I I'm taking a lot from this conversation, in the sense that there is a need for a father to be emotionally expressive, because being emotionally expressive means that you are also teaching your children the same. And that makes you an engaging father and also becomes a positively present father. Mm-hmm. Now, what are other ways to be a present and positive father?
Yes. So I'll speak just on two things that I think are important. Mm. Number one, we need to then model faith, what faith looks like.
You've got my interest.
Yes. I think the most important thing with especially in what we are going through right now as a nation, are we able to pray with our children? Are we able to not just pray for them, but pray with them, teaching them prayer, not just taking them to church, not just doing the rituals, but actively engaging in things that model faith, Bible study. Mm-hmm. Do we have Bible study at the house?
Especially at their level.
At their level. Mm. Do they come back and say, Daddy, today I was reading Psalms and I do not understand what it means when it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That is important because a lot of us struggle with doubts, especially as we grow. And a father that models faith or models what it means to be a believer is a father that prepares their child for a future without them, a future there where they will be alone. And being alone means that you are alone with who? With your thoughts? Being alone with your thoughts means you're alone with things that can easily take you down. Where do you go when your faith has not been modeled at home?
You know, you said something interesting, and I want us to go back.
Yeah.
You know, in the old times when you used to have cassettes,
yes,
you would rewind. So yes. I just want us to rewind.
Let's rewind.
And where you say that as a father, you prepare your children for a time when you are not there. Mm-hmm. And most of the fathers that I've spoken to, it seems to be the common thread that whenever they raise children, whether it's a boy child or a girl child,
yes,
at the end of the day, it's not about, it's preparing them for two things: a world of independence from them, mm-hmm, or a world where their father is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about us that makes us want to do that?
I think it goes back to the Bible itself, where when God was speaking to Abraham before he became the father of the nation, there was something that was holding him back. And what was holding him back was the security and the safety that he was nested in. He had everything he needed, meaning he could not even hear God's voice. Because when you are in a place of safety, there's no growth, and there's no independent, and there's no creating your own identity. So God moves you if you will not be moved.
And God moves you if you will not be
and,
moved.
And even in our spaces as fathers, when we prepare our children for a time when we are not there, we are simply making them independent. But independent from us, but dependent on God. Independent from us, dependent on God, but they would have learned from you as a father what that means, because you've also walked that journey. Even if you haven't walked it, but let your life be that example that says, I'm preparing you for a world that I'm not going to be there for you. These are the things that you need to know about prayer. These are the things that you need to know about God. These are the things that you need to know about doubt, about faith, about life in general. And you can only create that if you are a positively present father.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's so amazing how, as fathers, mm-hmm. as earthly fathers, mm-hmm. we are preparing our children mm-hmm. for a world without us. Mm-hmm. Whether it be while we are still alive, but mm-hmm. where they can then be independent of us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, while you were speaking, two things came to mind. The first one was, we are preparing them, and in what you've just said, is that we need to raise them up, but point them to the source.
Yes.
Source being God. And how they can harness that relationship for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very important part of raising a child yes. as a father. The second point that I wanted us, again, we are rewinding again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To the time when we were talking about being a present father, an engaged father, and then an expressive one.
Yes.
The other part of being expressive, other than saying, I love you, is this thing of hugs.
Yes.
Because I've noticed that as men, when we meet each other, what we often do is we give each other the shoulder hug. Hey, dude, how's it?
Yeah.
But we never just simply open our
yeah.
arms wide and just allow another man to come into that space
yes.
without feeling uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but just acknowledging that this is just mm-hmm. my brother.
Yes.
So could it be that when we teach our children, particularly our sons, mm-hmm. through hugging them, mm-hmm. that we teach them that it's okay?
Yes. I noticed even today, by the way, when we were sitting just outside mm. and the lady approached your son and she said to him, hi, how are you? I wanted to greet with a hand. Your son just opened his
arms yeah.
wide and he said, oh, you hug.
Mm.
So it's not a normal thing to do.
Mm.
In fact, most fathers, if they can, they ignore it.
Mm.
Why? Because it's a space that, it's our space. We have created all these walls that we've created. And they are created because we model what we see from others. If a father has not given a hug, either to my mom, to me, to anybody,
mm.
then it means there's something going on there.
Yes.
And I learn by what I see.
Mm.
And what I see is that it's not okay to do it.
Yes.
Hence, even in society, men are taught to just bring your hand and not open yourself up. And that part for me is important because it says intimacy. Into me you see.
Mm.
Into my space I allow you to be. I don't know how we handle that as men. We've been conditioned by society to act a certain way. And to even show that this is one of the things that we are unable to grasp. I think back to a situation where Jesus was just sitting with the disciples and he decided, you know what, guys, I want to wash your feet.
Yes.
A space that no one has access to.
Mm.
That's why we wear shoes. So even Jesus himself was trying to model a different type of serving.
Yes.
And sometimes we serve each other by giving hugs. You don't know when a person needs a hug.
Hey, that's true.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But we are still learning. And I myself am one of those people that it's a sacred space. I'll give you a thumb. I'll give you my shoulder. But it's something that I've learned with my niece because she's a hugger. I think especially girls have a way of teaching us how to be more humane. Mm. And then boys need to still learn it from the fathers and the mothers.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the episodes because if we are starting now in this way, it sure is going to be something that's developmental.
Yeah.
So I urge you, listeners of Impact 103, well, If you're listening right now, please make sure that you tune in every Thursday between 6 and 6:30 p.m. as we unpack Heartline series with Impact Radio and God's in the Picture, where we say, let us encourage fathers to come out, but let us also understand who a father is. I just want to pray for you right now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This has been God in the Picture with Zibuse Elgunene. See you next. We'll touch base next week.